banjo virtuoso Bela Fleck joins us today. Bela Fleck has earned 15 Grammys from 30 nominations, and those nominations, the most musical categories in Grammy history. Bela Fleck has received Grammys and/or nominations in jazz, classical, world music, pop, rock, and my favorite, bluegrass. Bela Fleck's latest CD, recorded with his wife, is titled Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. Released last October by Rounder Records, the couple's website describes the recording as a front porch banjo and vocal album of new music, Appalachian murder ballads, gospel, chamber, and blues. Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn are on a nationwide tour through the end of April, but on Wednesday, January 14th, we'll be at the Gilroy's Theater here in Springfield. Welcome, Bela Fleck.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, and thank you for taking the time to talk. Where are you right now, Bela?
I'm in New Orleans, actually. I'm playing with a symphony down here. I have a banjo concerto that I wrote a few years ago, and I get to head out and go to different towns and play with the symphony, so that's a lot of fun.
And according to your schedule, the very next gig you have after that banjo concerto in New Orleans with the Louisiana Philharmonic is here in the Ozarks Wednesday. What will the audience at the Gilroy's Theater see and hear from Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn?
Well, you better like banjos. We've got about 7 or 8 banjos that we'll be bringing with us. And we'll trade off on different instrument combinations for different songs. We've got a couple of cello banjos. We've got a ukulele banjo, a fretless banjo. I've got an instrument that I'm calling the Missing Link, which is actually kind of a baritone banjo tuned way down, kind of like John Hartford liked to use. And ukulele banjo. So each song is a different combination. Sometimes one of us is on a high banjo and one is on a low. And, of course, we have our regular banjos, my Gibson Flathead Master Tone from 1937, and Abby Scott, her Ode Jubilee that she loves a lot.
And she has such a lovely voice, Bela. And I'm again drawn to this description on your website of the project, Appalachian Murder Ballads, Gospel, Chamber, and Blues. It's a combination that works.
Oh, thank you. You know, it feels kind of almost like traditional in some way, hearing the banjos play together. But the truth is that it's pretty rare for a clawhammer banjo and a bluegrass banjo to get together and form a band. But we find ways to like ripple together, and we actually ended up doing a good bit of traditional material on the record too. So some of the songs really have an old sound. And the way the banjos sound together, I don't know. It feels really right and really sort of grounded. But we're both ripplers, you know. She ripples with her clawhammer style, and I ripple with my three finger style. But we can connect on all those 16th and 8th notes. And like you said, her voice is really special. It's very warm and it's very true. And I don't mean in tune. I mean it hits somewhere deep in the listener, and that's why I've loved her music since I first met her. What you gonna do, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, what you gonna do? When the land goes under the water. Can't go east, can't go west. What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Black dad's coming in to do the rest. When the land goes under the water.
Well, I think this project fits right into the Ozarks, Bela. It's got just enough of that hill sound to it.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm glad to hear you think that. I feel like it really has an old sound, but ironically, it's something that hasn't really been done a lot before, especially the different kinds of songs we're doing. We're high on ourselves. We think we made something worthwhile, and you know, I know it's always terrible to like what you do, but we're both into it. And so, you know, the real key to this whole thing is we really wanted to start touring together so we wouldn't be apart all the time, because Abby's been touring, you know, for years, and I've been touring for years, and we're a married couple. We've been together for over 10 years now, and we spent a lot of time apart. But then we had this little baby, Juno, baby boy, Juno Jasper Washburn Fleck, and we had to try to figure out a way to not be apart all the time. And I said, well, maybe now is the time we should try and build our duo, you know, musically, and see if we can come up with something we really can get behind. And if so, we'll travel as a family. And that's what we've done. You know, we built this whole structure of these songs, built these arrangements, and made this record, you know, worked really hard to make something we really could get behind. And now we spend most of our touring time together. Although, you know, I'm out of town this week. This is the first time I've been away from the family in quite a while. So it's a real different thing. It's a family band.
Bailey, you first came to my attention in the very early 1980s when you joined Newgrass Revival, teaming up with Sam Bush, Pat Flynn, and John Cowan to present a new, innovative twist to bluegrass music. I know you never lost sight nor feel nor appreciation for traditional bluegrass, but since those days, those bluegrass days, Newgrass days, we've seen Bela Fleck form Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. We've seen you perform with Philharmonic orchestras. You're a major force in world music, and as reflective with all those categories and Grammy nominations, I'm just curious to know what's inside of you when you decide to make a transition from one genre to the next. What is it that is within you to make that decision to transition to another musical style?
Well, I think the best way to put it is that I'm very curious about music, and occasionally I hear something that I'm so curious about that the only way I can learn about it is to immerse myself in it. And that's the way it was when I was learning bluegrass. You know, here I am growing up in New York City, and I hear bluegrass banjo, and all of a sudden I just immersed myself in it. And even though there was no cultural connection, there was no bluegrass in my family, there was no folk music anywhere around my world, but I found it and glommed onto it. And then the next thing, you know, after becoming a bluegrass musician, and even all the way along, I was fascinated by other musics too. And that's probably more natural almost than me loving bluegrass. Growing up in New York, you know, in the 60s, and hearing everything I heard, I was interested in jazz, and I was interested in classical music, and I was interested in Irish music and Indian music. It all sounded great to me, but, you know, the banjo and bluegrass was my favorite. So as time goes by, you know, I'm looking for a way to learn. But when Newgrass was really working at trying to find its way into country music, I was getting really curious about jazz, and I ran into the guys in the Flecktones, and they all seemed like people I could study with, like I could learn things. And that just fascinated me. That turned on my fire, you know. When I'm interested, I'm fascinated. I just can't stop playing the banjo, and I get addicted to that feeling. So, you know, after playing with the Flecktones for quite a while, you know, I was still looking for, you know, for other things to do that made me feel that way. And these challenges are a lot of fun too on the banjo, because a lot of them are areas that really haven't been explored. So I feel like I'm a frontiersman. I'm like it's an opportunity to do something that hasn't been done. And that's addictive too. I love that feeling too. So I just keep on following that, you know. But even the Flecktones, it's not like we've ever disbanded. We just have gone into a long hiatus. We're going to be coming back again in a couple of years. And I've never stopped loving bluegrass, and playing bluegrass is very, very dear to me. And this new classical direction I've been in the last 4 or 5 years, it just feels like it's an opportunity to put the banjo in front of people, and a way to push myself as a writer and a player in areas that I couldn't in jazz or bluegrass. The African thing was really just because I loved that music. So I heard the music, I was like, wow, this is really cool music. I love it. I wish I could figure out how it all worked. And then I decided to go over there and do that. And that was just a great learning experience. I just feel like it's a big community of musicians. And sometimes we think the genres are more different than they are. The truth is, there's more things that are the same, more things in common from genre to genre than that are different. I mean, we're always dealing with rhythm. We're always dealing with your sense of taste. You're always dealing with timing, melody. All of these things are in all the music, so it's sort of learn what each one requires of you, and it's a cool challenge.
Banjoists Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn will be at the Gilloy's Theater here in Springfield Wednesday, January 14th at 8 p.m. For ticket information, gilloys.org. Bela, thanks for talking with me today.
All right, man. Thank you. Thanks for spreading the word about the show. It will be a sweet show. All of them have been, and it's funny to be up there with your wife and feel so comfortable. Normally, I'm not much of a talky person on stage. I let the music do the talking, but in this situation, it's just we just have a ball going after each other and having fun with the audience. So I'm looking forward to starting the tour with you guys.
Appreciate it very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.